Welcome to the Nova Nation podcast. This is Rob Logan. Take a listen as we give you a quick update on where everything stands with March Madness and both your men's and women's basketball teams. Listen up, go Nova. Welcome, Nova Nation. I'm your host, Rob Logan of the Nova Nation podcast. I just wanted to come on real quick, give you an update on where everything stood with both the men's basketball team and the women's basketball team. First, we'll start with the men's team. They have made the Sweet 16. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I believe I had them winning both games and advancing to the Sweet 16 in my bracket. But they beat Winthrop in the first round games, and then they ended up beating North Texas in the second round to advance to the Sweet 16 and get a chance to play against the number one seed, Baylor, who is coming off two impressive wins as well. But I do like Villanova's chances, especially the way they are playing, the way that they are shooting their threes, and they're playing great defense, and they are not turning over the ball. I believe in both games, they only had less than 12 turnovers in both games. So that's a winning formula. They're going to give Baylor a very hard time, and I think that they're going to win. I'm looking forward to the game. It's played on Saturday, so get ready for that. On the women's side, they played in the women's NIT, and they won their first two games there, but ended up losing to Delaware, and unfortunately, their season is over. It was a great season, a great first season for Coach Dillon. I really like the way that she has this team moving forward, and I really do think that great things are coming for the women's team. They have Maddie Segrist coming back, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with next year. So I'm looking really forward to that. But a great season for the women's team, and great job. If I could give you a standing ovation, I would. But very excited for them. My third update, I want to talk a little bit. I made a post on the Nova Nation Facebook page where there was comparison between the men's accommodations at the March Madness and the women's. And there was such a difference between those twos. It's not even funny. The NCAA came out and made this apology to the women, but there should be no apology for this. This should not stand. The women's March Madness should be as big as the men's March Madness, and they should be treated the exact same way as the men's teams there. The facilities, the way I heard some information about the way that they're testing there is not as much as what's being done on the men's side. It's just in today's day and age, this should not be happening. And especially from the NCAA, who makes millions upon millions and millions of dollars off these kids, they should be treated the same way. So that really, really got me going. And I wrote about it, and I want you guys to take a look at the post. And if you have any comments that you want to add to mine, I would love to hear what you have to say about that. But shame, shame, shame on the NCAA. A lot of people have actually been talking about it. I know I read an article today from Jay Billis, who basically came out and just said that this was complete bull. And I think that's what needs to happen. You know, we need to make people aware of how, you know, the treatment of these college kids are. And, you know, the NCAA is making so much money off them. It's not even funny. So it's not right. I actually had a little idea to help promote the women's side. I know for on FanDuel, who we use exclusively on the Nova Nation podcast, they have all the men's college games available to bet on. And I think betting brings interest and puts eyes on the TV. So why not open that up for the women's side as well? So I think that's something that we should look into. I'm not trying to promote gambling and all that stuff, but really to help promote the women's side and to get the women's side as large or generate as much money as the men's side. That's something that they can look in. So just take a look at that article, read up on it if you haven't already noticed or heard about it. So Nova Nation, it's been a great season, and hopefully we will get another win on Saturday with our men's team. I'm looking forward to that game. So all eyes on Saturday's game, and good luck to the men's side. We're rooting for you. Go Nova.
The iHeartRadio app provides your music, your stations, and is rated number one for podcasts. Stream unlimited music, thousands of live radio stations, podcasts, and playlists for any mood or activity all in one app. The iHeartRadio app is easy to use, and best of all, it's free. Download the iHeartRadio app and start listening to your favorite live radio stations, podcasts, and music playlists today.
What's up, Nova Nation? If you have any questions that you would like to have answered or discussed on the show, email us at thenovanationpodcast@gmail.com.